And we just heard Andrew Slater say the focus should be on the current crisis in Iraq and not the old arguments about the war itself. But here now's Alex Ashlock has this reminder of that war's cost.
When I was in San Diego last week, I went to the Fort Rosecrans National Cemetery. It's a beautiful place. The cemetery sits near the tip of Point Loma, which curves off the California coast like a finger, the harbor to the east, the Pacific Ocean to the west. More than 100,000 graves line the green hillsides in neat rows there. One of them belongs to Michael Mansour, and his story offers some perspective on the long war in Iraq and the chaos there today. Mansour was a Navy SEAL deployed to Iraq in April 2006. According to his official Navy biography, he served as a machine gunner on combat patrols. Mansour and his platoon fought in Ramadi, a city about 70 miles west of Baghdad. He earned a Silver Star when he rescued another SEAL who had been wounded on one of the city's streets. Then on September 29, 2006, Mansour was with a team of SEALs and eight Iraqi soldiers on a rooftop in Ramadi. An insurgent threw a grenade into their position. The grenade hit him in the chest before it fell to the ground. Mansour was close to the only exit from that rooftop, but instead of fleeing, he fell on the grenade and took the blast himself. He saved the lives of two of his SEAL teammates and all of the Iraqi soldiers when he did that, but he died from his wounds a few minutes later. For his action that day, he was posthumously awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. His parents, George and Sally, accepted the medal from President George W. Bush. Michael Mansour is buried in Section U, Grave 412E, at the Fort Rosecrans National Cemetery. During his funeral, Mansour's fellow Navy SEALs embedded their gold trident badges, the symbol of the SEALs, into his wooden casket. The sound they made as they pounded those badges into the casket echoed across the cemetery that day. When I was there last week, there was only the sound of the wind, and someone had left their trident on top of his gravestone.
Here now's Alex Ashlock.